Today on Wings, a brave mother in Kenya breaks the silence and the wall of hate to openly support her lesbian daughter and her bisexual daughter as well.
She told me, "Mom, me, I'm gay. I thank God my daughter has come out."
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
According to international polls, more than 80% of Kenyans oppose acceptance for homosexual relations, and more than 90% oppose same-sex marriage. There are harsh penalties prescribed by law, mainly aimed at males, but former Prime Minister, now opposition leader Raila Odinga, called for women to be arrested the same as men. Kenyan youths even turned the Swahili word mashoga, meaning friends, into a slang insult against gays. In the U.S., parents of lesbians and gays played a major role in changing public opinion. In Kenya, one brave mother has chosen to speak out.
My name is Mary Mumbi Karanja. I'm a mother of three. My firstborn is Virginia, secondborn Brian, my lastborn is Elizabeth. I'm a housewife for now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my health is not that good for me to work. Mm-hmm. So I'm just at home. Mm-hmm. It's been a long journey because I didn't know what was happening to my daughter. As a mother, when you give birth to a girl, you know she's a girl. One day she'll get married. So I think she was in... It's after form four, if I'm not wrong. She decided to open up. At that time, I got separated to the dad. So one day, she just told me, "I want to talk to my family. That is me and the siblings." We said, "It's okay." So we sat down, we prayed as usual. And then she started talking. She told me, "Mom, what I'm going to tell you, I know it will break your heart, but I'm tired of staying in the closet." So I said, "It's okay." We thought we were shocked. What does this girl want to tell me? Then she started her story. She told me, "Mom, me, I'm gay." It was not a new name to me. I knew there was something like that going on, but I didn't know about my daughter. But I was suspecting because I had people talking about her, but I didn't want to tell her anything. I just prayed to God and said, "If it is that way, the way people are talking, one day she will open up. I'll just pray for my daughter to open up and tell me what is going on." So she told me, "Mommy, I'm gay." "Comes a what?" "Yes," she told me, "yes." Then I told her, why have you decided to tell me at this time, at this moment, when dad is not around?" She told me that, "You know, dad is too harsh. The way you take things is not the way he takes things. So that's why I decided to tell you at this moment. Can you explain to me?" She did.
What did she explain?
How she used to feel, how she's feeling. "I'm not attracted to men. You're not attracted to men. I'm attracted to girls." "So have you ever dated a girl?" She told me, "Yes." Then I told her, "I've heard of a boyfriend somewhere with you." She told me, "It is because of you and dad. That's why I'm telling you I'm tired now. I want to be me. Mom, that is me." Then I told her, "It's okay. What I'll do, I'll pray for that thing to go out. You know, that is the first step a mother can say after receiving those news, because that's how we are." She told me, "Mom, you keep on praying." "But Mom, I'm not changing. That is me." I told her, "It's okay. So you've just told me everything. Let's leave everything to God. Yeah. Because as a mother, when I gave birth to you, I knew I gave birth to a girl. One day you'll get married. But this one, it's a shock to me. By the way we cried, all of us, me and my daughter and my son, it was not an easy thing. I told her, okay, that's why you are cousins. I found one day they wrote names at their bedroom. Mashoga, 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 like, and their cousins, first cousins. I asked Virginia, what is this? At that moment, she didn't tell me anything. So that day she told me, yes, that's why Akina Yusuf, they said this and this and this. So, mom, that is me. Uh-huh. I talked to the siblings. My daughter, what do you say? Hey, mom, me, I'm shocked. My son, what do you say? I'm shocked. They asked Virginia, are you serious? She said, yes, I'm serious. That is me. So for that moment, we left it that way. I prayed again over that situation. So it went on. I cannot share to my mom. I cannot talk to anyone. That one you cannot share. It is me and my God. Then it was too much with my cousins. They used to talk badly about my daughter. So I felt now this is enough. I called my family, all of them, with those cousins. Today I want to talk to you. I want everyone in the house. Only my big sis was not there because she's not here. She stays at Nanyuki. I talked to them. I told my sisters, you normally talk bad about my kids, especially Virginia. And you gave birth. You have children. You don't know about them. You don't know what they do outside there. Maybe even in this family we have gays. And they are not talking. I thank God my daughter has come out. So, you keep on talking. But I've decided to tell you. Me, I've accepted my daughter the way she is. I'll just give everything to God. Because I know one day God will answer my prayers. That's what I told my family, from my mom and my sisters and my brothers. By the way, they kept quiet. Nobody talked.
The reaction was silence.
Silence. The cousin, the one who was writing those names. Auntie, I'm sorry. I will never talk bad about my cousins. Then I told him, you know, you talk about them badly outside there. And you are the family. You are the ones to defend your sisters and your brothers. But you are talking badly about them. It's not fair. I'm very sorry. I told her it's okay. Apology accepted. By then, from that day, he didn't talk anything about them.
And Virginia was in the meeting?
Yeah, Virginia was there. Virginia was there. My daughter was there. My son was there. I have two daughters and my son. They were there. Then my mom said, my girl, my daughter, I'm very sorry about whatever has happened. I will join hands with you. We will pray for Virginia. But we were praying for Virginia to change at that moment. But it went on. My daughter is not changing. One day I just knelt down and told God, God, this is my daughter. And she didn't come from any from nowhere. She came from you. And what I'm seeing, whatever she told you, she told me, that's my daughter, she is gay. God protect her. And I've accepted. I was myself in the room talking to God. It was not easy. It was not easy. One day I was called from school. The principal told me, your daughter He's behaving weirdly, as in how. Then she told me everything. There's a girl. It's as if she's dating girls. I could not tell the principal what is happening. I told the principal, it's okay, I'll talk to my daughter. So we talked. I told my daughter to control in order for her to finish school. She tried until she finished school. And then there were friends coming, gays. She told me I have friends. Can I bring them? I told her, yes. Can I bring my girlfriend? I told her, yes, I want to see that girlfriend of yours. So the girlfriend came. We talked. She was very happy. She told me, in my home, I cannot say anything like that. They will kill me. Can I call you, Mom? I told her, yes. From today henceforth, I'm your mom. You can tell me everything. Anything you want, you can tell me. At one time, she came and we stayed together. She was very much okay. And then after that, after a long time, one day my last born is Elizabeth. I saw changes again in my daughter. What is happening in my house? God, the way I'm prayerful, what is this? I decided to ask her, what is going on? She told me, she asked me, about what, Mom? About you. I'm seeing things. What have you seen, Mom? Are you also dating a girl? She told me, yes. She had finished school. Imagine she had even given birth. My last born. I told her, and what about the father of your baby? She told me, I'm bisexual. What do you mean by bisexual? She explained, I can date a girl, I can date a boy, but I'm most attracted to boys or to men. I told her, okay. So because I was with Virginia, with that situation, it was not hard, very hard, but I was asking myself, oi, my two girls now. Maybe even my son. That's what I told God. It's okay, I've accepted. I told her, I want that girlfriend of yours. Tell her to come here. The girl came. We talked. The girl cried a lot because at a place, it's hell. Me, I want to come and stay with you. I told her, no, you cannot stay with me. Your parents are just here. You just stay with your parents. I'll keep on praying for them to accept you. One day, the way I accepted my daughter, Virginia, and the other one, one day, God will make a way. She told me it's okay. So she used to come to me every time. She was even closer to me than her mother.
On Wings, you're listening to Mary Mumby, mother of one lesbian daughter and one bisexual one. In her deeply homophobic country, Kenya, she now bravely speaks out about loving and accepting them, whatever their sexual orientations.
So I said, okay, God, I don't know what you are telling me. What I can see, you are talking to me. But just give me the strength, give me the grace to carry this. It is a burden. It's a very heavy burden. So even the neighbors were mocking around, Mama Mashoga, with things like that. They mocked my neighbors, close neighbors like this place and this one. But nowadays, they came to realize even in their family they have them. They have not accepted them. We used to talk about Virginia. Now this is our daughter. Look at her. We are trying our daughter to put on dresses. She doesn't want. She's attracted to girls. So it went like that, and then one day my daughter Virginia told me, "My mom, I want you to come to a meeting, a training." "Training of what?" "I want you to know me more than the way you know me." "So where is the meeting taking place?" "I went to the meeting." My daughter was very happy. "I've accepted." I was the only parent. The other ones, they have people, but maybe neighbor, maybe a cousin have come from. Not like me, a mom. No. Everybody was wondering, "Wow, your mom." "Yes, she's my mother." And then I talked to them. I explained my experience. "So, you are my family," I told them. "You need anything, you need someone to talk to, come to me. I will talk to everyone. Don't fear anyone." It was that day, and then the other day it was, I think it was an old general meeting. They know they have a party. So I was told to talk. I talked in front of everyone. We had pastors. We had our priests coming from our church, from my church where I go. Yeah. So Virginia told me, "Father Appeal is here. Are you comfortable?" I told her, "Yes. I fear nobody." I told her, "Yes, I will talk. I don't fear anyone. You are mine. Not Father Bill. You are mine." So I stood up and talked to people. So that's how the journey was till now. I'm still with Pema. Anywhere they call me, in any meeting I go, I don't fear. I can defend my child. I can defend another one's child. Even if I find someone mocking about someone, I know. Even if I don't know, they call names. I normally tell them, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. You don't know about your sister, your brother, even your mother. Maybe your mother in the houses, pretending. Yeah. Yeah, she can get married, but she's not, that you call, she's not straight. They say, as we are straight, they are crooked. So I normally tell them, don't do that. So I thank God for that. It's not an easy journey, but I thank God I'm there now. I'm happy. Even at my church, I'm a choir member. There was a day they were talking badly about gays. I listened and then I told them, "Now me, I want to talk to you about gays. I talked to them. I said, Mama Virginia, are you serious? "Yes. I know you normally see the posts because Virginia doesn't fear anything. She's like the mother. My daughter is gay."
"You told her?"
"Yes. Don't talk badly about gays in front of me. She was born like that. I didn't know, but I came to realize my daughter is gay." So then they started asking, "Hey, are you sure it's not devil's work?" I told them, "No, it's not devil's work. I believe it's not devil's work. So, can you stop talking? You don't know about your daughters, your brothers, your sisters. Most of you, we are daughters and your brothers and your sisters. They're at boarding schools. Do you know what they do there? You don't know. They had things they cannot open up." They said, okay. "It's okay, Mom, we will not talk again about them." So at least they stopped talking. Some normally come to me and then they want to know more about gays. "Mommy, sweetie, tell us." He told us it is not a devil. And here outside in the internet, they say that they are being paid to be gays. Then I told them, then me, I could be a multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. My daughter is singing, only singing. She could be a billionaire. Why do you say they are being sponsored? They are not sponsored. They are not given any money. Yes. They need acceptance. They don't need pity. Don't feel pity on them. Because they are not crooked. They are okay.
They're just different.
Yeah, they're just different. The way we say the people with disability. Yes. But they are okay. They can work the way you work. They can own a house. They can own a saloon. They can own any business. They can work anywhere. As long as you accept them. So please, can you accept them? It's not easy. I know. I know you just accept here. But when you go out, I know you talk. You talk. But one day, one time, you will remember me.
Why did you come out in public to talk about the issue of Virginia?
I came out because I wanted the other people to know what is happening, to empower them so that other mothers there out, even the fathers, to accept their child. They don't, they stop criticizing them. Yeah, because most of them, they say, if I hear my daughter is gay, I will kill her. If I hear my son is gay, I will disown him. Why disown your child? Why? That's what made me come out. I wanted the world to know. Yeah, I wanted the world to know. But what I can tell you, you cannot just go out and say about gays. Even me, I cannot just go out anywhere. You have to look for a safe space to talk about it. You don't go anywhere. You don't know the outcome. Yes. Because now I'm a mother of gays. And then I just go out publicly. They can kill me. Yeah.
As a mother, are you worried about whatever is happening in Uganda and parts of coastal Kenya where this group, they are being treated badly? Like in Uganda, the government has come up with a very harsh punishment.
Yes.
And here in Kenya, there was a time there was a lot of demonstration here in Mombasa. Are you afraid for your daughters?
Security-wise, there was a time I was worried, very much worried. There was a lot of killings, like in Achiloba, and many people were killed because of their gay. I was worried. I used to talk to my daughter because my daughter had to vacate from the place she used to be. She told me, "Mom, I'm not coming home. I'm somewhere safe." I told her, "Where?" She told me, "Ma, it was Kingorani Majengo." I told her, "That place is not safe. I hear things in the TV. It is the worst place. But stay indoors." So we used to talk a lot. I was encouraging her with her girlfriend. They were together, they were staying together. So I used to encourage them. And the girlfriend, till now, the parents have not accepted her. To my children, I'm very open. They don't hide anything from me because I'm open. I told them anything. I don't want them to share with anyone. They share with me first. Because outside the feedback is not good. Yeah. Whoever she has dated, no parent ever accepted them. So I used to talk to Virginia a lot. You have to be worried because in Uganda they are killing them. In Kenya they had started the same situation. Even a parent kills her daughter because she's gay. I've heard of a situation in Likoni. A girl was killed because she's gay. An innocent soul. You are perfect because you are straight. Yeah. So you kill them. So you have to be worried. But what I normally say, I pray one day in Kenya. You know, it's only the president who can say anything. One day, I believe, and that is where we are going. I believe one day our president, I don't know which president, will come out and say, "Now this is enough and enough." Yeah. so that they can find a space, a safe space. You know, now even when they go out, they're worried. Yeah. They don't know who they will meet, things like that. Like my daughter, one day she told me she went for a training in Nairobi. They were followed. Some people were following them and saying, see our kids are. See how they are. So they went back immediately to the place they were. I told them, don't go anywhere in Nairobi. Stay at the meeting, you finish the training, you go back to Mombasa. Yeah, don't risk. Yeah, that's what I told them.
Do you think there is need for parents and guardians to be educated, sensitized, and also be informed?
I would like them to be empowered, to go to trainings. They have that, so that they can have that knowledge. You know, they don't have the knowledge. But immediately when you go to the training, you say you've been sensitized, imagine, even police, chiefs, pastors, they used not to accept them. But those who have went to those trainings, now they are accepting them. But the problem is, this police officer, where he works, he will get a transfer, another one will come. We don't know if he will accept them. That is the problem. Same thing applies to your chief. They normally get transfers. Mm-hmm. So it's still not easy. And you know, these people, they are not accepted even in the hospitals. Yeah. Because you are gay, they will leave you there, they will not attend to you, and it is very wrong.
How did you fight stereotypes, and did you lose a lot of friends and relatives?
At first, I lost them, but right now, they are my friends. Yeah, right now, they are my friends. Even this issue when it was bad here in Kenya, some of them used to call me, "Hey, Mama Virginia, hey, do you see what is happening? And your daughter?" They normally say my daughter, they don't say about the other one, so because they don't know. They see Virginia the way she is, like a boy, so she's a man. I normally tell them, I used to tell them, I can see everything in the news, so what we do, can we pray for them? Don't pray for Virginia only. Pray for the whole world. People are dying. Innocent souls are being killed. Just pray for them. They normally talk to me well now. Yeah, now we can share. I thank God for that.
That was Diana Wanyonyi's interview with Mary Mumbi, a mother who respects and defends her daughter's sexuality in their deeply homophobic country and community. Kenya has refused international pressure to liberalize its laws about homosexuality, although a recent Supreme Court decision now allows groups that work for homosexual rights to use words like gay in their names. To hear Wings programs again, visit wingsradio.org/wordpress or email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, now in 9 countries. Thanks also to Suzette Cullen and to Genevieve Vaughn, whose events and works can be found through the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.